Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. Today is a little bit of a soul chat with you. It's just a bit of life lately, what's been going on with me lately, and some of the things that I've learned through this experience. So I am a big believer that when you are about to step into your next level, you are often met with a really difficult challenge, or life just sends you these tests just before you're about to make this next move to just see, is this really what you want? And this has been really true for me in the last couple of weeks. So as you know, I have been moving through a transition in my life. The kids have grown up, they've become so much more independent, they're even cooking their own meals, there's more time for me. I'm not feeling like myself anymore. There's something that's shifting and changing, and I've been wondering what my next chapter is. What is life going to look like for me now? And I've been taking you on the journey with me through this into designing the life that I love and that I want to live. This uncomfortable, messy middle where what you once connected with or identified as is no longer in alignment for you. And I know that there's a lot of you listening that are going through a similar thing in your life. I've been moving through those intuitive nudges and listening to the universal signs that it's time for something new. And it is because of these beliefs that I have and these tools and practices that I've learned that I really get a lot of clarity and confidence around listening to those intuitive nudges and universal signs. And so about 2 weeks ago, I finally started to see that my path is meant to include working with women to build an abundant and joyful life from the inside out. That when I named this podcast, She Designed a Life She Loves, there was such a deeper, deeper meaning to that than just adding in the word design for my interior designers and stylists. It truly is about designing a life that you really love and using the tools and practices that I have used over the last 10 years to create my life. And I've woven this throughout this entire last couple of seasons of the podcast because it's such a huge thing on my heart. It's something that truly changed my life, and I want to help you to lean into as well because it will change your life. Now, what I wanted to share today is that it was around about the 15th, 16th of March that I posted a post about that I'm finally waking up. I finally realized that I have to lean more into this work, the mindset, the intuition, the manifestation. I keep getting signs from the universe. I keep getting the nudges all the time, and I haven't been listening. And I decided that it's time. I've really got to lean in and do this and stop feeling scared to let go of an old identity. And so with this came, I'm hoping, my final test on around about the 20th of March. Well, actually, it was on the 20th of March. I had been for a mammogram and ultrasound back in December 2025, which was only 1 year after my last one. So I didn't need to go. I had no lumps, no reason to actually do it. The reason that I did it was because my best friend found two lumps in her breast and was diagnosed with breast cancer just before Christmas. And I had this really strong gut feeling that I needed to do another one. My sisters had breast cancer, and I just for some reason had a real pull to just need to do it. So I did. And it was all clear. There was nothing in the ultrasound. There was nothing in the mammogram. But I also learned off my girlfriend that she went for a breast MRI because she had dense breasts and found two more lesions in her breast, so four in total. And so this is a fairly new test. It came in around April last year, 2025. And because I also had dense breasts as well, I decided to go ahead and pay the $750 to do that test as well. And because I had no lumps that I could feel and my mammogram and ultrasound were clear, I pretty much did the test and then I kind of forgot about it. It wasn't even on my radar at all. And then on the 20th of March, I received a text that my MRI images were ready to view. And when I looked at them, there on the screen in one of my breasts was a bright white spot measuring 2.4 centimeters. Well, of course, I freaked out. I jumped in the car and I went straight round to my sister's house who had had breast cancer. The poor thing, I kind of walked in the house. I put my phone down and said, I think I've got breast cancer. And I just was in a world of like, just, I was all over the place. So we sat together and she said, you need to ring the GP. So before I could actually ring the GP, I then received a phone call from her. And she told me that they'd found a suspicious lesion and she had got me in to see a breast surgeon and an oncologist that afternoon. So, of course, that freaked me out as well because why was she in such a rush? So there it was. I had a possible cancerous lump in my breast and I had to have, this is after seeing this breast surgeon, an MRI-guided needle biopsy with a clip placement as soon as possible to find out if it was malignant or benign. And the in-between of this news was very hard. In the first few days, I spiraled. I couldn't sleep. My mind went to the very worst possible scenarios. I was crying off and on. I was scared. I was thinking about my children. I was thinking about my husband. I was thinking about money, like just everything. And then one night while I was lying awake, it was about midnight, I realized that I really had to stop this spiral because worrying wasn't going to help. Fear wasn't going to help. And me not sleeping was definitely not going to help. So I got out my journal and I put all of my thoughts onto paper. I just wrote. I also did a meditation and I asked for guidance from my spirit guides. And this calmed me right down. I had a full inner body knowing that whatever the result was going to be, it was going to change my life in some way. And that I have the strength and the resilience to get through this, whatever this will be. And at the same time, that whatever is going to happen, this experience is going to deepen into the work that I'm meant to be doing. So the next morning I woke up, I was an entirely new person. I woke up with the mindset of like, I've got this. I was ready for whatever was going to come my way. I held on to the fact that I have actually had a benign fibroadenoma before and that it's most likely that again. But if not, I've got this. And then I'm waiting. I am still waiting. I'm going for that biopsy tomorrow afternoon. But it's in this time of waiting that I've realized that me being able to switch my mindset like that was pretty incredible. It is such a scary place to be in, not knowing if you're about to be diagnosed with breast cancer. And yet, I'm okay. And maybe that will change. If I am diagnosed with breast cancer, maybe I will not be able to hold on to this strength. But I know that there's so many women going through this type of thing every day and often way worse, and they don't have these tools and habits that I have learned over the years to support them in their mindset. And I really want to share how I've been able to navigate and really calm myself and control my mind in situations like this. And it's just become so clear to me that this is what I want my next chapter to be. As a mindset and manifestation mentor for women, navigating hard things in the messy middle of life where they're feeling really lost and finding themselves again, unhappy with their life and ready to make a change. Because I know that whether this is benign, and I'm one of the lucky ones, that this experience has allowed me to stop living a life that is based around an old identity of being an interior stylist. That chapter is closed. It is well and truly closed for me. And although I'm really good at what I do as a mentor to interior stylists and designers, this has been what has held me to continue to do it because I love doing it and I love helping women and passing on my knowledge and experience to them. And I'm really good at it, but it's not what this next chapter is meant to be about for me. And if it's malignant, then I will use this experience to expand and learn even more about how mindset can have massive impact on your health and your strength to get through anything. And whatever the result, I am going to share it with you in the next episode or on socials. So be sure to know that I will keep you in the loop. But if you're listening, I have two things to say. Number one, how long is it since you've been for a breast mammogram and ultrasound? How long have you checked your breasts? How long has it been? I want you to do that today. I also want to say that if the results come back and you have dense breasts, pay the money to go to the next step. And if you get results that are clear, fantastic. But if you don't, then you've got this because it's better to know. It's better to know and to fucking get rid of it. So I really, really want this to be your reminder to go and check your breasts. The second thing is that if you have a really deep knowing that this kind of mindset and clarity and just the tools and the practices is something that you really want to learn and need to learn to live a truly beautiful life that you love, I would really encourage you to sign up to the waitlist for Abundant and Alive because this is where I'm going to be encapsulating all of this work that I've been doing over the last 10 years and how it actually allows me to just be really strong and resilient and fearless and try new things and be clear about what my road and my path is and to make decisions to design the life that I love and to really live in alignment in my mindset and in the material things around me so that I am on the path that I'm meant to be on. And so stay tuned. I promise to let you know how things go. And I love you and I appreciate you being here every single time I share a new episode. And yeah, I'm just really excited for what's next. Let me just say to anybody who has been thinking about working with me as an interiors mentor, I will never say no to you. I love helping interior designers and stylists to build a beautifully aligned interiors business and make great money. And if that's something that you've been thinking of doing with me, please reach out to me via my DMs because that is still obviously open. I'm just not going to be sharing as much about that in the future. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll speak to you very soon.